we continue to grow in the Lord, we understand that praise is our weapon. So we praise our way out of so many situations. But this, when you have a true understanding of this word, that praise will change things. Praise will be your deliverer. Praise, because what we say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Let us just pray right now. They know I love that song because I praise my way out of a lot of stuff. Amen. And God has been faithful. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we just thank you, God, for your faithfulness, God. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiving, being a forgiving God. God, we just thank you for loving us when we are not even lovable, but you love us still. Now, God, we gather once again on a Sunday morning, seeking a word from you, God, a word that will be healing, empowering, reconciling, transforming, Lord God. And that's what we expect from you this morning. So we sit and we stand and we open our spiritual ears to hear the word for the church. Now, God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, strip it away right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I'll stand here boldly before your people and share exactly what you give me. God, I've said yes so many years ago. So speak, Holy Spirit. Let your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this building. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. With a spirit of thanksgiving, I ask that you turn to the Epistle of Philippians this morning, to chapter 4. With a spirit of celebration in your hearts and thanksgiving, please turn to the book of Philippians. We've been teaching Ephesians, but Philippians this morning. In obedience to God, we're going back to a familiar passage of Scripture because God knows what we're going through and what we need each week. I had a minister come up to me and say that, "You're looking good, preacher, but I don't know what's going on in your heart, so I just want to hug you and wish you well." And oftentimes we look wonderful on the outside, but we do need a word from the Lord to encourage us. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. I know I'm right amen. About that. Amen. So once you've found Philippians chapter 4, in reference to God and his word, please stand if you're able. And you won't be standing long. I'm going to read from the Philippians 4, 4 through 7, and then I'll ask you to have your seats. So be patient with me, but I ask you to do this. Open your spiritual ears to hear what God has for you. Yes. This is not the time to be concerned about what other people are doing or saying or thinking. But open your spiritual ears and hear the word of the Lord. And it reads this way from the NIV Bible, starting with verse 4 of the chapter 4 of Philippians. It reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice. "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Not to man, to God. And the peace of God will transcend all understanding and will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. You may be seated. The message this morning is entitled, it's just one word, and I want you to hold on to this word all week, if not beyond all week. Because I don't know what's going to happen during the weekend. We don't know. But God has given us this one word to hold on to. And the word is rejoice. So the title of this message this morning for us, the people of God, is rejoice. So you shouldn't have no problem if someone asked you what the preacher talked about this morning. Because it's only one word. It's rejoice. We begin each worship service at Abundant Life by declaring, if you've been here when we first get started, it says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. See, I committed several years ago to follow these words each and every day. After observing my mother during her last days here on earth, she was struggling with cancer. But every day she opened her eyes, she declared in my presence, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And see, this was amazing to me. As she lay there in pain, she would open her eyes and look at me and said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. See, she gave me this principle, and it was based on the word of God, how to live, Jeannie, the rest of your life, despite what will come your way. And yes, stuff will come your way. You will have challenges. But my mama told me to say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I try to walk in that thing every day. It's not that I have a perfect life, but when I get up, I say, God, is nothing going to happen that you and I can handle. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I suggest you try to practice that and watch some things shift in your life. But really, I had to bring it back to reality. I said, okay, every Sunday morning, we start off, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Then God said, how many persons really mean what they're singing? Or has it become a ritual in Abundant Life that we just sing because others are singing? But church, I charge you and I give you this word. Being a spirit of rejoicing must be intentional. See, you must choose to rejoice. See, you can choose to weep and whine and cry all you want. But if you want the spirit to rise up in you, start rejoicing and praising God and watch some things change in your life. See, I don't know who's that for this morning, but somebody needs to hear that. You may say, I praise him anyway, but I'm telling you, somebody under the sound of my voice needs to hear that this morning. Whatever is going up, you get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what people try to do to you, no matter what people are saying to you, no matter what it looks like, you get up, you declare this word over your life and watch stuff change. Watch people change even around you. Even if they bring you their drama, if you are rejoicing in the Lord, watch things shift in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because see, there is so much going on. Yeah, I know. It's so much going on in this world. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. To get us distracted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, so we're going through these life challenges. And I don't know who may be disappointed this morning. Just hurt. Filled with grief. Depression. And your joy is just slipping away. Somebody is just not pleased in this season in their lives. So this word is for you. This word is for you. The Spirit of God is saying, too often my people, even my church people, when they are going through, they turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol. They turn to sex and all kind of unstable and unacceptable behavior. But God said, this word is for you. He said, you don't have to mask your pain anymore. This word is for you. This word is for you. I don't know who God is speaking to right now, so y'all just pray. This word is for you, he said. In this word, you'll get your deliverance. But open your ears this morning. See, as pastor, yeah, I go on Facebook because I want to see what y'all doing. I don't reply. But I must admit, when I read some of the posts, people of God sounding defeated. Speaking negative about their lives, their family, their situations. And even sometimes when I'm walking them, I'm listening, and I hear these conversations. Negative talk. Come on, Holy Spirit. They are speaking over their lives negative. God is saying to our church people, my people who are called by my name, you must be mindful of what you're saying out of your mouth. Because the Bible tells us this. You speak life and death with this tongue. So I suggest you begin to speak life over your situation. Speak that word because, see, there's power in the word of God. And stop saying negative things about yourself. About your situation. Speak the word. I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. Speak that word over your situation. Stop that negative talk. That's what the Spirit is saying to somebody in here. See, I've given you the word. I've given you your manual, how you're to operate. Use it to my glory and watch things change in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Spirit, thank you. So Apostle Paul wrote this for us. And somebody say, this word is for me.
This word is for me.
This word, he said, rejoice always. Be not anxious for nothing. But when that stuff comes up, you begin to pray about it. Pray about everything, he said. And you thank God in advance for your deliverance. Let your request be made known to God. See, we stay on that phone too much with people with more trouble and drama than we have, thinking they're going to help us. God is saying to the church, get off that phone and go to the throne of grace and watch me change some stuff in the name of Jesus. That is the word for somebody. Get off that phone and go to the throne of grace and watch me shift some things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I did write this last night, so I'm going to try to read it. Because I don't usually tell stories on Sunday morning. I tell a lot of stories in Bible study. Amen. But I just want to share something I read. Just food for thought. This story goes this way. It says that death was walking towards a man who stopped him and asked, "What are you doing, or what are you going to do?" Death said, "I'm going to kill 10,000 people." The man said, "That's horrible." Death said, "That's just the way it is. That's what I do." And the day passed, and the man warned everybody about death's plan. And at the end of the day, he saw death again. He said, "You said you were going to kill 10,000 people, but yet 100,000 people died today." Death said, "I only killed 10,000. Worry and fear kill the others." See, we have to be careful. Worry will kill you. See, worry is one of the biggest problems we face in life. See, this has been documented. It is destructive. The Mayo Clinic did this study. It said worry affects your circulation system. Worry affects your heart. Worry affects your glands, and it will shut down your nervous system. Worry. That's why Paul and God knew we needed this word. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in your heart, you talk to God about that thing. Worry will kill you. Holy Spirit, help me just walk through this. Oftentimes, worry presents itself in our imagination. See, have your imagination ever ran away with you? See, have you ever participated in the imaginary? Yes, yes. Come on, people of God. Let's call it the what-if thinking. Yes, yes, yes. Do you ever just blow things out of proportion? Yes, yes, yes. In your mind? Uh-huh. Jump into a conclusion. I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. Come on, somebody needs to hear this morning. I don't know who this is for. See, if you engage in the imaginary, it will drain you. Negative mind games. Then you feel defeated. Then you lose your joy. But see, God has a plan for us. He didn't want us to worry about this stuff. Is your imagination running away with you this morning? Have you ever looked at a situation, a dilemma, a scenario, whatever you want to call it, and your imagination told you, "Oh, Lord, this ain't going to work. You need to step away from that stuff. You're going to die if you try it." No matter what the Holy Spirit is saying, that imagination said, "Don't you do that," because fear will cancel out the will of God for your life. Let somebody say amen. Fear, worry, fear. See, then you go to the word of God when even the enemy, sometimes they come into former family members telling you drama. But you have to declare this word. No matter what, you declare this word. "For I know the plans God has for me. Plans to prosper me and not do me any harm." You got to know this word, believe this word, and work this word in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, you do. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to get back to the book of Ephesians. Amen. That's what we're talking about, right? Fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. We're in Ephesians in Bible study. I'm going to preach it in Ephesians next week. You all need to come to Bible study. It's something in Ephesians I need to talk about. Amen. And I'm going to get to it. Because God is saying it's the armor. See, when things are going wrong, you need to put on the whole armor of God. See, that's Ephesians, amen. So don't be anxious about anything. That's what God wanted me to talk about. I give it Ephesians. No, God, Philippians. But I hear Ephesians. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. But let's just talk a little about Paul, the author of this book of Philippians. Amen. Because we can learn so much from Paul. Oh, yes, we can. Because, see, Paul persecuted Christians. He was all against anything that had to do with Jesus until he had that encounter on the Damascus Road. You all know about that? Knocked down, made blind. He got up, and then he said, "My Jesus is my everything." Amen. He's my all in all. And sometimes God has to do that to us. He has to knock us flat on our back. To let him, I let you know I'm God. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, look to me. I have the answer for you. I've already made a way. I worked it out. People have gone, "Why are you struggling?" Really? Hallelujah. So what we need to know about Paul is that at the time that he wrote this letter to the Philippians, he was in prison. He was in prison for believing in Jesus. Jesus, that's why he was there. But despite that, he never stopped writing and declaring that the gospel, for it's the good news for those who believe. Paul wrote, and he wanted people also to know, no matter what's going on, I had it wrong before, but now I want you to know that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So Paul wrote. He wrote. So what can we learn more about Paul in prison? In prison. But he wrote, "I've learned to be content no matter what's going on in my life because of Jesus." He wrote. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He kept writing. Paul wrote for us. He wrote, "I'm more than a conqueror." Yeah, in all things. Yes, Paul wrote. But Paul wanted us to also, in the spirit of God, saying there's different type of prisons, people of God. You don't have to be behind bars to be in bondage. Oh, you don't have to be behind bars to be in bondage. See, so you could just be in this prison. Whatever your prison is. What's stealing your joy? That's your prison. See, I don't know your story. What's stealing your joy this morning? That's your prison. Is it financial situations? Credit cards maxed out. Using payday loans to take care of your basic needs. In prison because of debt. In prison because of a toxic relationship. If I let him go, if I let her go, I may not find anybody else. Fear of being alone. In prison, being abused. What is your situation this morning? See, God already knows. What's causing you to be depressed? Prison of fear. I know I'm called to preach, but I don't know what the people will think if I get up and make a mistake. Prison of foreclosure. I don't want anybody to know that I'm in fear of foreclosure. Wow. Fear of divorce in prison. What's your situation this morning? In fear. Come on, Holy Spirit. In prison. Somebody said, even in our communities, people are fearful to go out at nighttime. Random shootings and murders in our community. What are you afraid of this morning? What is worrying you this morning? What is going on in your life that's causing you not to be all that God has called you to be? Paul said, whatever it is, rejoice in the Lord always. He said, make your request to God. He said, pray about that thing and watch God change some things. He said, celebrate God with thanksgiving in your heart and begin to watch things shift in your life. He's God saying, open that business. Go back to school. He said, get rid of that fear. I have your back. I am God, and there's no other like me. Move on with your life. Start rejoicing in advance of what I'm going to do for you. People of God is saying, I am the way. Come on. the way. You have to get that thing right in your heart. No matter what it is, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the word. Hallelujah. Confused about how to operate? Open the book. Open the book. Read the book. Study the book and then apply it and watch your life change. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help me finish this up. He says to somebody, go back to school. Answer your call to ministry. Join a church. Get involved in the life of the church. Yes. Be the difference and make the difference. Yes. Stop being afraid and rejoice. Rejoice. Forget about your prisons. I got that. Forget about that person. I got that. Forget about your grief. I got that. I am the great comforter. Move on. Paul said, but in everything, that means all kind of stuff is going to go on. And Paul knew it. He said, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your request known unto God. Trust his word, people of God. Trust the word. Are you feeling a little defeated today? Trust the word. Did you walk in here a little discouraged this morning? Trust the word. Whatever it is, trust the word. Trust the word. I thank God for the word. Oh, yes, I do. The word, the word. There's power in the words. What I say, work the word, because the word works. We try all kinds of other stuff, but work this word and watch your life change in the name of Jesus. See, it seems strange that a man in prison would be telling us this.
Come on now.
Rejoice. Be anxious. But Paul teaches us this, and hold on to this. We must get a hold of this concept. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Because it's happening all around you, don't let that thing steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy, people of God. God said, you're going to pass through some stuff. You're going to go through some stuff. But he said, trust me. Keep on trusting me in faith. I don't know who needs to hear this, but whatever your fear is, God is saying to you, fear will contaminate your faith. Trust me. Fear will contaminate your faith. I would say to you about this and this worry thing, and I'm trying to wrap it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. So walk around with this thing. See, I choose not to worry, so I'm going to pray about everything. I'm not going to be anxious about anything. But we have to get rid of, help me, Holy Spirit. You got to get rid of this battle in your mind. See, there's a battle going on between these 2 ears. It sometimes it's all in your mind. Oh, yes, it is. It's in your mind. People talking about me. Truth, people not even thinking about you. The battle is in your mind, people of God. So, Holy Spirit, help us wind down. I know it's not always easy to rejoice. And people say, oh, yeah, Pastor, I know, rejoice. You don't know what's going on with me, but yeah, rejoice. I heard what you said, rejoice. You don't know my bills. You talking about rejoice. You don't know what he said to me last night. You say rejoice. See, it's not easy when you hurt. And when you're going through to connect with this word. But as believers of Christ, we have to decide whose report we're going to believe.
Yes. Yes.
We have to make up our mind, are we going to stand on the word? Or are we going to follow the world's way? See, it's a choice. See, rejoicing, as I said in the beginning, it is a so we must choose to rejoice. And no, I haven't always had it easy, and I'm not going to give my testimony this morning, but you all know, some of you all know my story. So I stand as a witness for God.
Hallelujah.
My way maker. My healer. My provider, my all in all. So when things start getting twisted in my life, I go to praise him. See, praise is what I do. When I want to get close to God, I praise him. And I begin to rejoice because I know he's going to work it out. So I don't have any time to be whining and crying, because God said he's going to fix this thing. He said when I go through the waters, I'm not going to drown, because he's going to be with me. But you gotta believe this thing. Do you believe it this morning? If you believe it, I can finish this thing up. Amen. Do you believe it? See, we really, sometimes, you know, you get confused and you even look at people. Look how they treat me. Look what they're doing to me. See, we have to understand about the spiritual warfare in high places. See, when you say yes to God, the enemy's going to come out and try to kill your testimony, kill your faith. See, you have to be aware of this thing. The Bible says when this stuff happens, fret not because of evildoers. This is just a spiritual warfare, you all. We already have the victory, so we have to get with this. See, victory belongs to Jesus. I forgot to wind that up with this. So I charge the church this morning. When you wake up each and every morning, before you put your feet on the floor, you say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will and rejoice in it. Amen. Speak that word over your situation. Speak that word over your life. Do not be a defeated Christian in the name of Jesus. The word works, you all. Speak that thing. Speak it over your situation. Amen. So let's just declare, this is the day, come on, that the Lord has made. Come on, y'all, stand all over in church and say this. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to end with that. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus, you all. This is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's day. Somebody ought to get excited, because you have victory in Jesus. You can rejoice. Rejoice. Let me see. Are you all rejoicing? Let me just look at these faces. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice, people of God. When you get out of here, people should know you know something about Jesus and you believe it. You should look victorious. Jesus died that you may have power and authority to shake up some things here on earth. When you walk in a room because of the Spirit of God in you, things should change. So you should be rejoicing. I'm walking around with the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to rejoice today. Hallelujah, Lord God. Because of Jesus, I have the victory. Amen. So I'm going to rejoice. Do we have any rejoicing people in this place this morning? Rejoicing. Look like you have the joy of Jesus. People should recognize it. Jesus.
No one will.
Jesus. If somebody love me, bring me some water in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
No one can. No one will.
Come on, y'all know the song. We say this, victory,
see,
belongs,
victory belongs to Jesus. We got a reason
victory
to rejoice.
Belongs to him.
Oh, yes, we do rejoice.
Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him.
Say it again.
Rejoice.
Oh, 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 victory belongs to Jesus.
Good news.
Victory belongs to
good news, people.
Sing, oh, 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 oh,
come on, victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to him.
And because victory belongs to Jesus, we want to make sure everybody's connected. Is everybody saved in this place?
Hallelujah.
Is everybody
saved?
Because we want you to be victorious too. Everybody's saved in this place. And then I'm going to give you another invitation, and then we're going to just pray.
Yes, God.
Does everybody have a church home? Does everybody have a church home where they will love you, encourage you, preach and teach the truth and the word of God? Won't talk about you, but will love you back into wholeness. Celebrate with you, cry with you. Does everybody have a church home? If not, we invite you to join with us. We would love to have you as we go into year 8, as we celebrate Jesus and declare that Jesus is Lord and He is our way to victory. If everybody has a church home, we're just going to pray. What the word say? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. The altar is open. If you need to talk to Jesus this morning, the altar
victory
is open.
Belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to
victory
Jesus.
Belongs to
whatever is going on with you, take it to the altar this morning and rise up victorious.
Who can stand against
the altar is open for everyone. We all have something to ask God to do in our lives, in our family, in our church, in our community, in our... But as you pray, remember, victory belongs to Jesus. It belongs to Him. So you just put your petition out in faith.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to you, God.
Victory belongs to Him.
No matter how hard we try, victory belongs to you, God.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to you, God.
Victory belongs to Him.
Altar is open for everyone. Leave it at the altar. Get up in victory. Get up in victory. Get up in victory.
Victory belongs to Him.
We take time. We wait for you because God is speaking to someone that's not at the altar. He's speaking to someone. He said, bow before me. Do not be ashamed of me. Bow and let people know you too believe that I can fix things. And we'll wait for you. The altar is still open. We'll wait for you. Whoever you are, we will wait. The altar is still open. It's a great thing. God moves based on our obedience and our belief and faith.
You are.
is still open. Somebody said last call. Altar is open. Thank you, God.
Victory belongs to Him.
Thank you, Lord. What you're doing right now. God is saying yes to someone.
Hallelujah.
Yes, trust me. The answer is yes this morning. The answer is yes. But you must trust me. You know who you are. God said yes, yes, yes. Over the sanctuary. We know that victory belongs to Jesus, and that's good news. So we can leave this place rejoicing in the Lord. No matter what people saying or doing, we can rejoice in the Lord. And I enjoyed the way they ended the service at 8 this morning. It reminds me of the Methodist Church. Amen. We did that each Sunday. But this Sunday, we have declared an abundant life. Once we hear the word and receive the word, we're going out of here rejoicing. So our word is, come on, this is how we close our service at 10:30 now. Okay, so we recognize about victory. We're victorious people. We're ready for the world now. Come on, people of God. We're going out of here rejoicing. We've heard the word, we're going to apply it.
Oh, say, in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
We're going to rejoice
in
this
place. Come on, people,
God,
say. Oh, say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, tell me, who can stand before?
benediction. Say, we're going to rejoice in this place, and we're going to rejoice when we leave this place, because the victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our benediction and our blessing today, we pray that the love of God, the grace, the peace, the mercy of our Lord and Savior be with each one of you. And the power of the Holy Ghost lead and direct you. And we're going to sing together, amen, I believe.
Praise God for
enjoy chicken and waffles. Just hold on. Amen. Amen. Be blessed.